A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again Jesus said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we are not totally upended by today's gospel, chances are we don't get it. Our modern-day ears are not readily attuned to hear what Jesus' contemporaries would have heard. We are far removed from the cultural and religious lenses that make this teaching confounding and subversive. Jesus begins, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that a man planted in a garden." In the first century, Pliny the Elder wrote, "With its pungent taste and fiery effect, mustard is extremely beneficial for the health. It grows entirely wild, though it is improved by being transplanted. But on the other hand, when it has once been sown, it is scarcely possible to get the place free of it, as the seed, when it falls, germinates at once." Jesus deliberately and unequivocally likens the rule of God to a weed. A helpful contemporary image might be the detested dandelion that invades the pristine manicured lawns of suburbia. Alas, the mustard seed, the notorious small seed that grows into a shrub of 3 or 4 feet or even higher. The dreaded, intrusive, invasive, uncontrollable weed that takes over where it is not wanted. And once established, there is no getting rid of it. Jesus contemplates a second time. "The kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat." Yeast is used metaphorically many times in the Bible. Most often, however, it represents corruption and evil. Recall Jesus saying, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees." For Israel, baking and eating unleavened bread, bread made without yeast, is associated with holiness and devotion to God. For Passover and all holy days, yeast is removed from the house. Unleavened bread was the bread served to special guests and on special sacred occasions. If a family ate yeast on the days set aside as holy, they were cut off from Israel. Comparing the kingdom of God to yeast would have been an egregious affront to Jewish ears. What then can we make of Jesus' use of such confounding images for the kingdom of God? Jesus tells stories to help us imagine a world based on values reflective of God's vision for us. Jesus subverts his listeners' understanding of God and God's activity in the world in every detail. Again and again we hear, mercy, not judgment, forgiveness, not revenge, generosity, not stinginess, the lowly, not the powerful, the simple, not the mighty, the sinner, not the righteous, the humble, not the arrogant, the least, not the greatest, service, not privilege. God will do what God will do in God's way when and with whom God chooses. Human beings do not get to dictate to God how God must act. When we listen and follow Spirit, God will act in unexpected and confounding ways. Spirit will show us the kingdom way. The false power kingdoms of this world are no match for the indomitable mustard seed and the yeast of transformation.